Almost immediately after the death of Andy Lopez, the one-acre vacant lot near the site of his shooting sprouted informal memorials to the 13-year-old boy. Now, almost 2 years later, the process of creating an official county park there is moving forward, with a series of community meetings to hear what the neighborhood wants included in it. Scott Wilkinson is a planner with Sonoma County Regional Parks.
We are not prescribing or generating ideas of our own. We're looking to the community and asking them, first, what kinds of things would they like to see, whether it's playgrounds or just places to gather for group picnics and things of that nature. We're open at this point to those ideas, and once we get a little further on in those conversations, then we'll get things on paper and apply some of our expertise to put it all together based on what they're interested in having out there.
It wasn't until late last year that the county concluded its efforts to acquire the 4-acre park site, which Wilkinson notes comes with an unusual design challenge.
This site is comprised of two parcels bisected by a road. There's a 3-acre site on one side and 1 acre on the other side. So that will be one thing that we'll look into creative solutions for in terms of safe pedestrian access between both of those.
There have been ongoing casual conversations about park ideas in the neighborhood for months already, says Francisco Saiz, an activist with the Justice Coalition for Andy Lopez, and some general preferences are beginning to emerge.
One is what they call a carencia, a welcoming area, where you can come in and sit and be reflective about your life, and also a place to sit and communicate with people. There's going to be something for the kids, something for the adults, but it's going to be a peaceful setting.
But the question looming over such design considerations is, how will Andy Lopez be acknowledged in the new park? Wilkinson is looking to the neighborhood for input on that, too.
We fully anticipate not an insignificant gesture in some way in terms of the park design, whether it's an actual memorial feature or a garden, which we're really leaving open to come out of this community process.
Right now, the project is officially just being called the Moreland Neighborhood Park. Francisco Saiz says the slain youth deserves more.
Law enforcement does not want that park to be associated with Andy in any way. Even though we have a memorandum from the County of Sonoma dated December the 5th, 2013, where they're on record saying that that area is going to be dedicated to Andy Lopez. We cannot sweep the death of Andy Lopez under the table. He has to be somehow pictured as a reason why this park came into being.
A consultant whose background includes shaping urban community parks in Southern California has been hired to help facilitate the neighborhood meetings. The goal is to have a master plan completed by January and see the park built in the second half of 2016. But Saiz says Moreland will be looking to the county to do more than just develop the park site.
Sidewalks need to be developed. There are no sidewalks, especially down Los Robles. There are no pedestrian walkways. So how can you promote safety without a pedestrian or a bicycle pathway between Todd and Los Robles?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.